We begin our next news items with some volunteers being recognised for their work. Volunteers at a Norfolk train station have been recognised for their thriving gardens. Brundle Gardens station adopters Gillian Lincoln and Greg Chandler have been awarded the Royal Horticultural Society's It's Your Neighbourhood Award for maintaining the station's gardens. The RHS and Anglia in Bloom representatives praised the station's healthy and well-maintained plants, the community's involvement and the adopters' focus on sustainability. Ms. Lincoln said, "We were delighted to receive this recognition. I think the most joyous aspect of being an adopter for me is the pleasure Brundle Gardens brings to young and old alike. The station is not just for rail users, it's for everyone." In 2021, Ms. Lincoln and Mr. Chandler were the first station adopters in the country to receive a Wildlife Friendly Stations accreditation from Greater Anglia for their work to improve biodiversity at the station.
A four-year wait to find out if a derelict building near Norwich train station will be turned into a hotel is to come to an end this summer. Plans to demolish Aylwin Hall in Lower Clarence Road and replace it with a 94-bedroom hotel were submitted in 2021. After years of waiting, Norwich City Council reveal that the proposals are due to be put before a planning committee, who will decide its fate, by the end of the summer. Since the plans were lodged, they have been met with objections from those living nearby, including the Royal Mail, which has a large sorting office next to the site. There is concern the proposed mitigation measures would not be enough, and this would result in complaints from future hotel guests, which could threaten the viability of the sorting office in this location. This is not the first time plans to turn the derelict building into a hotel have been lodged. A bid in 2020 to transform the former Railway Social Club into a six-storey hotel was refused by City Council officers.
Environmental bosses are confident improvements will be seen after efforts to improve the city's river sewage. Bosses at the Environment Agency say they are doubling down on wastewater compliance to decrease the level of waste in the city's waterways. It comes as groups in the city have protested against pollution in the river. Earlier this month, pirates took to the River Yare and the River Wensum in protest against sewage pollution in an event dubbed Pirates Against Poo. The protest was part of a National Day of Action organised by Surfers Against Sewage. Following the event, the Environment Agency, the government branch responsible for land regulation, floods, waste management and conservation, said it had completed 730 compliance inspections across the east of England in a bid to improve water quality. The number of inspections is more than the previous 4 years combined. A spokesman for the Environment Agency said, "We are confident that with our recent investment and focus on water company regulation, we will start seeing improvements in water company environmental performance and water quality."
A new orchestra is set to make its debut with a concert inspired by the tranquility of nightfall. The Norfolk Chamber Orchestra will perform for the first time at the Octagon in Norwich on June the 21st with a concert titled Nachtmusik. Led by Noel Vine, the ensemble will explore the mysterious and tranquil essence of night through a varied programme, including Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, Nocturnes by Alexander Borodin and Antonin Dvorak, and the UK debut of Eric Whitaker's Sleep, arranged for string orchestra. Noel Vine, leader and director of the orchestra, said, We are so excited to bring this ensemble to the Octagon and make our debut with this very special concert. Nachtmusik perfectly encapsulates the essence of what we aim to achieve, creating an intimate yet powerful connection between the music and our audience. The Norfolk Chamber Orchestra is a newly formed group.
A family-run pub has been given a major accolade after only 2 years. The King's Head in Blowfield has been awarded 2 AA rosettes after an inspection, an anonymous inspection last week. The accolade is given to pubs and restaurants that are deemed excellent and which aim for and achieve higher standards and better consistency. Richard Hogg, who took over the pub with his brother Stephen in June 2023, said, "We are over the moon. Everyone is super happy. It has been a good year so far for us, as we found out in January that we had been included in the Good Food Guide for the second year running too." The inspectors enjoyed a scallop starter, pork belly main, and a chocolate fondant dessert before meeting with Mr. Hogg to give him the good news. On July the 19th and 20th, the King's Head will host an event with live music, children's entertainment, and a barbecue. There will also be a charity auction where winners could bag prizes such as a private VIP chef experience.
A vintage plastic straw is being sold for a whopping £10,000 in Norfolk. An eBay seller based in Dereham has listed an unopened McDonald's straw from 2016 for £10,086.72. The fast food giant started phasing out its use of plastic straws in 2018, and the switch to paper was complete in the UK by 2019. The move came months after the government proposed a ban on single-use plastics like polypropylene and polystyrene straws, which can take hundreds of years to decompose if not properly recycled. In the item description, the seller wrote, "This vintage McDonald's plastic straw is a must-have for any collector of advertising memorabilia. Made in the United Kingdom, this original piece is a rare find for those interested in the history of fast food culture." The listing is part of a tongue-in-cheek national trend, which has seen dozens of nostalgic sellers listing plastic straws for incredibly high sums. Somebody in Banbury, in Oxfordshire, is trying to sell a 1986 McDonald's straw for £4,586.72. And another person, in Jersey, is flogging their 2009 version for £2,352.72.